15 melons. Did anything happen tonight?
Oh, as you can see, we are joined by tonight's race winner, driver of the number 45 True North Paul Jr. Design Chevrolet, Ross Chastain, along with crew chief Phil Gold and owner Al Neese. We'll open up for questions. Please raise your hand and we'll bring a mic your way, state name and affiliation before your questions. We'll start with Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, King of the Tire Sign. Ross, I think I know the answer to this, but talk about your emotions and what's going through your head right now with this win.
Excitement, tears. I choked up in part of the interview out there in Victory Lane. Blew the tires out on it, doing my burnout. Did a little better this time than last time. So, yeah. Man, this stuff is so hard to do. Like, we all know it, but until you go through it, it's what American or sports in the world is all about, like comebacks and underdogs. And I've been called an underdog my whole career, and I'm tired of that. I get so sick of hearing that. I know they mean well when they say it, but man, I just want to win. And that's why I race everything I can. And this is, this is so awesome. We're finding one. I don't know. Somehow it went missing. So, I'm going to go bust one on the track tonight. It's tradition. I'll find one. And there'll be videos of it.
Chris?
At ChrisNightCatchMess.com. Ross, you know, you've been preaching all along that everything happens for a reason. And in the dark days that you went through, does this tonight, seeing how it happened, your emotion, everything that you've been given opportunity since then, does that make it all worth it?
I don't know what's worth it or not. I just know that it's what I've wanted since I was 12 years old, since I started racing. I wanted to be a race car driver, and I wanted to be successful and be competitive. And once I won my first race at 14 years old, that's all I wanted to do. And I didn't win a lot growing up, but I won probably 50 races. And then I get the NASCAR, and I realized day one, practice one at IRP in 2011, like how hard this was going to be, because I was the slowest truck there in my first time. And we went on to finish 10th that night. And it was, just so much learning. And this is what I know. Open wheel is a different thing with Indy and F1, but this is what every person in America that's a race car driver is working towards. These two guys were racers. Like he drove sprint cars. Like, he wanted to be a race car driver. And so for us to be successful together as a group, and them stick by me through December and January, and now I was like, no, we're going racing. I want you to claim points. And we didn't do that, man. We won. Like, it all works out for a reason. Like, if you don't know how else it would have worked out, but I wouldn't trade anything for this win, because of what we have all been through. And it hasn't always been easy for Al and this team and Phil. And I've raced against Phil for 3 years in the Xfinity Series, and never really even knew him. I mean, we knew of each other, and he probably cussed me a few times, but racing his car too hard. But I just want to race, and I just want to be successful.
And Al, could you talk about what this win does to you? Your team has sometimes been called an underfunded team, a team that doesn't have, the components that they felt like that you guys could get to Victory Lane, and then boom, you put Ross in the Chastain, and you guys are unbeatable in a sense.
Well, no, that's the glamorous version, but it's what Al and Cody Efall did after they ran two full trucks all year last year, and I ran a third one in three races, and then over the off season. Justin retired, and that was really cool to work with him at the end of the year, and Austin moved on and wished the best for all them, but it was kind of a clean slate. And Cody realized he wanted to step back, or he wanted to run the team, and he brought in Phil, his old Roush buddy. They've been Roush cronies for 25 years. No, you're not that old, but he was like, I'm telling you, Phil Gould is the guy. He is the guy. Then Lonnie Rush comes in from Pratt with Chevy, and or Kaz, or whatever the business is called. But he comes in from Chevy, gives us Lonnie Rush, and the team is like the dream team. I mean, it's like we were all a bunch of misfits, because we all kind of we got pushed out of somewhere else to end up here. And, man, it was just lined up like stars aligned, God's good. I mean, we've been talking like we could win. We took this truck to Texas and thought we were going to lap the field. And we didn't. We had big issues with the truck, and they got them fixed. And we've been sideways all day today. Obviously, it was loose on that last run, the last longer run when I was running second, and then I about wrecked. And then we fire off on the final restart, and it's tight. And I'm like, well, thank goodness, but now I can't pass Stewie. So That's just, I don't know why it worked out and why he ran out of gas, but I'm glad that that got laid out for us.
Go to Lee next, then Brian, then Bob.
It's Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. I've got two questions. First of all, Ross, what's going through your mind when you see the 52, you know, give that little shake and you know, because I'm sure Phil's telling you that he's in a precarious situation with fuel, but when he finally just starts dropping back like a rock, what's going through your mind?
Well, he said it when the caution came out and we were fourth, I guess. He said when the second, third took each other out, he said the 52 took two tires and he's low on fuel. He's low. He didn't say he wasn't going to make it by three laps or whatever, but I honestly forgot all about the fuel. I just knew I got so tight, I was just trying not to knock the fence down with the right front, where the previous run I was trying not to knock the fence down with the right rear. So I don't know why it swung like it did, but I'm happy it did. Rocky, our spotter, was actually the one talking when it happened. He was already keyed up when the 52 sputtered, and he just kept talking, and he kept getting higher and higher and higher voice level. And then he just started saying, don't mess up, because that's the only reason we were going to give it away.
And Apple, so you that came over the radio and said, you told us that if you came here, you would win for us?
I didn't. They won't. They cut my radio off. They won't let me talk to him anymore. So I didn't say anything on the radio.
He was busy celebrating.
Was that you, Phil?
No, it wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
What'd they say?
Somebody said you promised if you came and raced for us, you would
win. Yeah, Rocky, that was a spotter. Yeah, because I don't know when Rocky came on. I ran a race or two for him maybe last year, and then I think Rocky came on and did one of the last few races we did together last year, and he kind of asked what I thought. I was like, we'll win. Like, we will. Like, and it was a hard sell to everybody on my team. I mean, I call it my team. It's outside of Nice. It's CGR. It's Chevrolet. It's Premium. It's Johnny Davis. It's Colleague. It's Nutrien Ag Solutions. It's so many people. And so many people were against me running all these races because, I mean, you're going to get tired. Like, after the Dover truck race last week, I was so tired. I was more tired then than I was after the Xfinity or the Cup race. My truck was that hard to drive last week. So they were worried I would get tired. Luckily, I don't feel like I have. I feel like I still have so far to go as a race car driver. I knew we could win, and I just had to push through the off season because I got a lot of flight. Yeah, now I can take this back, show them that I could see the light. I just I had to prove it.
Brian and then Bob.
Briar Star of Speedway Media. So would you say this would kind of be your like biggest win of your career yet? And then so how does that kind of impact your season moving forward?
Every win's huge. These guys, I mean, this is mine and Al's first Truck Series win. You've never won a Truck Series? Xfinity?
One Xfinity.
So we've each won an Xfinity race. I mean, you can't rank one above the other. I mean, it is so hard to win a NASCAR. Like, I know Kyle Busch is winning whatever, 200. Like, that is incredible. I've won two NASCAR races now. Like, I can't even put it into words. I know Kyle, like, whatever, gets up here and he's mopey. I only won a truck race, but like, this means so much to all of us. And there's so many people in the world that are working towards this goal. And I know that because we've all went through it and I've went through it. I don't rank one above the other. They all have their place. And I, you know, this only fuels us to win more.
Bob.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. I'm going to assume that probably your budget's about a third of what the top teams are. Would that be about accurate? So this for Ross, because he races this every week, and maybe for you, Al, how can you win a race when you're spending a third of the money of what other teams are versus like Xfinity, Ross, where you run for Johnny Davis, and if you can't make up that type, if you guys are spending a third of what other teams are, or even less, you can't make up that as easily, or not as easily, but as significantly as you can in the trucks, it appears.
How do we do it? I think it's the people.
Yeah, definitely.
Talk about the people, Al.
I'm really fortunate that Cody and I hooked up 3 years ago, and it was just I wanted to try to get my license back and drive as a 74-year-old man, fat old man.
Did you catch that? He wanted to drive in the truck series. That was his reason for getting in here.
In fact, little story. The first truck and engine I bought, I was going to form the team, and I thought I'd form it, call it IR Racing, because I took the money out of my IRA to buy everything. So, and then Cody said, we need a little bit more, and we need a little bit more, and we need a little bit more. And Cody just kept improving the program every year, and we ran against Ross. I think the first time we ran against Ross was in Atlanta 2 years ago, and we thought we had some pretty good stuff, and I know what Ross was in was not quite as good as what we had, and he ran away from us. I said, we've got to get this guy because we might not be able to have everybody else's, the equipment that other people have, but when you have a crew chief and a driver that can put it all together, you can overcome a lot, and we have, and it's a team effort. The guys in the shops, I mean, we really, last year at the end of the season, we cut back to almost nothing and really had to scrape and get it all back together. And Ross said he was going to go ahead and drive for us this year, and fine, we hung our hat on that. Cody brought Phil in, and, I mean, I can't even tell you the name of all the guys we have at the shop and gals. Emily's in there, and Michelle. I mean, we've got some really, really dedicated people. And we're not paying them what we should, but we're making it go with the budget we have. And we can do an awful lot with big heart and effort. Right? These are the two that are doing it.
I assume Johnny Davis has good people,
yep,
too, right? But
yep.
Is there something about truck racing that allows that gap and the competition gap versus the money buying less, I don't want to say less,
right. I mean, with Johnny, we're a sixth of a full budget. I mean, we're $1 million. So that's where we're at. So that's a bigger gap. And Xfinity's a whole different ballgame as far as you have the cup teams in there. So, I mean, I didn't see KBM at all tonight, you know, without Kyle in it. You know, I don't know. But that's... I definitely think, I mean, you could probably speak more on this, but the how an Xfinity team runs is more like a cup operation when they're an affiliate or when they're in the shop or in the back shop or whatever. They pay for the alliance. There is no – I mean, the trucks are so different. They're 2 inches longer in wheelbase. They got spec motors. They got so much side force and down force. Nothing really compares. I mean, Phil came from the Xfinity and the cup side working on those cars, and he's new to trucks. But what he's brought has helped, but he's had to – I'd say your learning curve has been pretty steep. Yeah, I don't know how to answer your question, though, to be honest. I mean, Chevrolet and Lonnie Rush, I would say, you know, helped get Phil up to speed, and Phil has taken it to that next level.
Pardon? Oh, I had trouble getting in and out of the truck. So they laughed at me enough that quit. We haven't given up on it, but it's an uphill battle.
Now you got a winning truck. Now you're going to kick me out.
I guess Larson tweeted after the race. He said you should have declared truck series points.
I trust me. We talked about
we
it.
We have talked about it
before every race and almost pulled the trigger a couple times. Me and Al had some late night phone calls about it, and I don't know why. How are we supposed to know we were going to win? How you don't win NASCAR races, not when you're Ross Chastain. You would start with zero, the way it's been explained. You would start with zero. The truck is in the owner points championship, and you wouldn't get the win. You wouldn't be locked in or nothing. You'd have to win again, which we're going to do. I mean, obviously, we're going to keep winning. But I don't know. I mean, how do you make those decisions? How do you know? You know, you've committed to Johnny Davis, you know, run for you. The bonus money in the Xfinity series for an Xfinity points driver is a few thousand dollars, and that's huge. I mean, that I don't know if I could run for Johnny if I didn't do that, you know. So I made a commitment to him. I how do you juggle that? I made a commitment. I shook his hand. I mean, there's no contract. I mean, he could kick me out tomorrow, you know, before Charlotte if he wanted to, but I don't know. I don't know how to balance all this. We've got so many people, and we all agreed on this is what we were going to do. And I don't think we should let a win push us off course, right, and throw fog into the mix. I think keep our heads down. We've got more speed to find in these trucks. I want to drive up and pass with these flat splitters. You can't pass. I want to pass for the win. I want to win. You know, I want to keep winning. So we've got some more work to do, and that's the only thing I want to think about. I mean, I know we got to talk about points. That's what NASCAR's built on, is the darn points. But I just want to keep winning.
Ryan Black with the Manhattan Mercury. Ross, I want to know, you kind of said that you were so focused there at the end, you weren't really thinking much about the 52 and its fuel or lack thereof. How much did you feel like if he had not run out, did you have maybe left for him? Could you?
I was done. I was so loose the previous run, was so tight that final run. That's all I had. I about knocked the fence down a couple times. I mean, I'd get a run, then I'd get tight, then I'd go to the bottom, and then I'd get tight. It's just like, I mean, I never think I'm going to lose. And it's usually when I get out of the truck, I'm like, oh, I lost again. Like, oh, darn it. You know, I'm just used to it. So, you know, you don't expect somebody to run out like that. You don't. I mean, I hate it for him. I hate for Stewart and their whole program. We know some guys that raced big block modifieds up there and run against them, Matt Shepard, and Matt's been kicking his butt. So I know that group is glad that we beat Stewie too, because they're big rivals. And, you know, we were bumping into each other at Martinsville, me and Stewart were, and they loved it. That's cool. I mean, I love racing with those guys. I really like to beat that team too. I mean, that's awesome.
Back to Brian.
So with this win, do you have a goal now to go out every week and be that goal would be to win, or would you be content with this top five finish, or would you want, like you did tonight, would you want to keep going out and win the races?
Right. I mean, you always want to win. I mean, but you saw Johnny won last week. Drove away from Brett at the end, had the perfect handling truck, and tonight I never saw. I don't know if something happened, Johnny. Did it? Oh, that explains it. I was gonna say I never saw him. So, okay. Well, yeah. I just didn't. You know, different trucks come and go each week, and last week we had a terrible week, and we still finished 10th. And I like got out of the truck and had to stretch my back out because it was locking up, and my arms were jello. This week my arms are jello because I was fist bumping so hard, and I dented in the roof from jumping up and down on it on the front stretch. So. That's just, yeah, I mean, you just show up each week. I mean, this truck series is so fun any racing is fun when you have a team like this that you show up and you have speed. Like, we showed up with this exact race truck to Texas. We walked into that garage that morning for practice and our chests were out. And we walked out that night, our tails were tucked between our legs because we were so bad. Like, he was about to cut the dang cross member out of it and raise it up and cut the frame apart. I wished he would have, but, you know, it's just like the highest of highs tonight, but the lowest of lows with the same truck at Texas, where Al had so much invested, and that was his home race, and we were going to finish fifth, and then we end up finishing seventh because the right rear tire comes apart right at the end. But it was still a good night. We saw some promise, but just show up every week, get through practice, try not to have as big of moments as I had, you know, getting loose, and just show up and fight.
Any additional questions for Phil, Ross, or Al? Chris?
So how many truck races you got in total? Because I know that Kyle Benjamin's going to come in and do some races that you can't do and whatnot. So how many totals that you have, and then what's it like being a mentor to somebody like Angela, Kyle, Reed Wilson, all those guys?
Yeah, it's odd. I don't know. Sometimes I tell them, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm mashing the gas and the brake and turning, and somehow it's all working. So I did help Angela at the end of practice, trying to get her to move up. It's really tough to get comfortable to the top here, and it took me a couple years. And then, yeah, just trying to help all those guys. I know Kyle from when he ran the MDM stuff. We crossed paths over there a couple times just saying hey, and haven't met him. I haven't been around the shop much, been traveling for Protect Your Melon stuff, and last week in Delaware, leaving Monday to go to New York. And so I haven't even been around the shop as much as I really need to be, but these guys just keep digging, and they keep telling me they're getting the trucks better, and it's paying off.
How many truck races you got?
I don't know. I'll miss five or six. You know, there's some that I just can't make.
Yeah, I want to say, you know, we had put our third truck in there for TJ Bell, and I think if we had another set of tires, he might have done something.
But, yeah, yeah. TJ helped.
The kind of team player he is. He just jumped in and said, "I'll help you."
Yeah.
Right.
It's the beginning, yeah. Almost. I mean, yeah. That's where I remember you, where I first met you was
right.
When TJ was driving. And,
right.
And yeah, I mean, that wasn't that long ago. TJ's helped build this thing and tell them what direction they needed to go, and worked with Cody. And he still spots and drives and just is a Nice Motorsports all-in team player.
He will not clean bathrooms, though.
Gary.
So who gets the trophy?
I'll give it to whoever. We're having duplicates made. I know that. I didn't do that good enough job after the last one of all the team guys. Partly because I checked the price and I couldn't afford it. They were quite expensive because they were that custom one made. But I'm going to pitch in quite a bit, and the team's getting them. We're gonna all enjoy this, and everybody's going to take something home from this.
I think we need to bolt this to the dash of his cup car tomorrow. Kind of incentive.
Additional questions? Gentlemen, congratulations. I appreciate your time. Hopefully you're going to go find that watermelon somewhere.
That's right. We'll find it. Yeah, turn it around backwards. Yeah.